Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been so gorgeous, so beautiful, so unspeakably beautiful. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Here the last few days, these golden days, make us wonder if maybe this is Indian summer, that little reprise of summer that we get in the midst of fall. And maybe now, after this, we'd like it to come in October later, but maybe this is it. And maybe now the iron gates clank shut and we enter into the deep, dark trenches of winter. You never know. You keep thinking there's going to be more, you know. All your life you go on thinking there is going to be more. There's going to be more chocolate. There's going to be more wonderful coffee. There's going to be more sex. There's going to be more sunny days. There's going to be more opera and glorious music. You go to Madame Butterfly and you walk out of it and tears coming down your cheeks, dried tears on your face. You who sat through your own father's funeral, dry-eyed, now you are weeping at the imaginary death of a soprano. Many people would love to see the death of a soprano. They would pay extra to be part of it themselves. But you've come out of it weeping and moved, and you think, oh, I can't wait to see Madame Butterfly again. But all good things do come to an end. And we know that deep in our hearts in the fall. And we know deep in our hearts that it is the end that makes this so vivid and poignant to us. It is the knowledge of death that makes life so unbearably beautiful. Every square inch of this world that you and I live in, suffused with beauty, drenched in such golden beauty of a sort that Van Gogh tried to get onto a canvas and went nuts trying. He cut his ear off for what's in your own backyard on a day like today. And that is why we have to send our children away to school, to college, before this beautiful time of year comes on. Because if they stayed, they would stay forever. They would never go. They would never get an education, don't you see? They would never learn their way out of this meekness that they grow up with among us. So we ship them off to college, and then we welcome the tourists, busloads in the Midwest, from France, from Italy, people from Venice, from Florence, from Rome, traveling to see the wonders of Omaha, Minot, Fargo, Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Rochester. People dazed with beauty, bringing their watercolors, their journals, making watercolors of Rapid City, Les Cités Rapides. The best-selling book in France 2 years ago was My Year in Wisconsin, Mon Année dans Wisconsin, by a French writer from Provence. He came and he lived in Oshkosh for a year, and he loved it. It was the most beautiful year of his life. He would have stayed, except that he hates bratwurst and sausage, and he was a Vikings fan. And you can't be a Vikings fan in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They will smother you with pillows. And so he had to go back home and write his book about the beauty of the Midwest in mid and late September. He couldn't stay, and that made it unbearably beautiful to him. Golden days of September. We had a big storm that came up on Thursday night, and it knocked out power in part of Lake Wobegon. It didn't in the Chatterbox Cafe. They sat drinking their coffee in full light, but it knocked out the lights in the sidetrack tap, which makes sense, I guess. So people sat and finished their whiskey in the dark. Clarence Bunsen sat at the bar, and he drank a gin and tonic, which he never, ever drinks at home, so he didn't have the makings. He had to come down to the sidetrack tap to have a gin and tonic, and Wally had to go down to the cellar to get the tonic. He had none behind the bar. The bottle that he found was flat, but he made a gin and tonic anyway, though it wasn't fizzy. Nonetheless, Clarence, at his age, has clear fizzy memories of old gin and tonics. So you just need a whiff of gin to bring it all back and to bring back the memory of that fall afternoon when he was 23 and that young woman came to town from California, whom he fell in love with immediately and sat with her here in the sidetrack tap. And she ordered a gin and tonic, and he sat and watched her drink it. She didn't look at him, but he stared at her. And he turned on the bar stool so that his left knee was pressed against her right leg. And she did not move away. It thrilled him beyond words. She was somebody's cousin. She was a little bit older, 42 years ago in September. And this woman, whom he knew would never be his, aroused this feeling in him that comes back every fall, the love of a woman who cannot be yours. Is this not the reason that fall is so heartbreakingly beautiful to him? If our hearts were not broken, the world would be completely flat and completely black and white to us. And then the lights went out, and they all sat there in the dark, and he smelled the gin. She sat right there on this bar stool. He danced with her at the Sons of Canute Temple. He walked with her a September afternoon down by the lake. They talked a little bit. She was a little older, 42 years ago, and then she left, breaking his heart, which has been broken ever since. What a privilege. What a privilege. He can see her sitting there, especially when the lights go out and he smells gin. This tall, beautiful woman with dark hair tied in back, and this smile that is mischievous and benevolent at the same time. And her arms, her bare, tan California arms there on the bar, and the delicate hair on her arms that he would like to touch with the tips of his fingers or kiss. But he's a Lutheran, and Lutherans cannot kiss the arms of a woman whom they have just met in a bar. And not being able to makes those arms all the more beautiful than they would be for an agnostic, don't you see? Well, Wally said, after it had been dark for a while, he said, can I freshen that up for you? Clarence said, freshen up what? The drink? No, this is just fine. This is just fine. How's the missus? Said Wally. Everything okay at home? Yeah. Never better. Everything's good at home. She was sitting right there on that bar stool. He made friends with her cousin after she left so he could keep track of her and see what she was doing, and she was doing very well until this last summer when she died. A woman he'd not seen in 42 years. And it devastated him completely, devastated him. A woman he had not seen in so long, a woman who could never be his, and yet she sits right there. He could not say this, of course. So much in Lake Wobegon cannot be said, which makes it all the more beautiful, the fact that we cannot, especially in the fall. The heart wants what it wants. It wants what it cannot have. And that is what makes life so beautiful. She came from her home by the sea
to our dusty prairie town. And the joy when she smiled at me with her beautiful eyes of brown. But I knew at the dance that night, when I held her so tenderly, oh, that I was nothing to her, though she was the world to me. She stayed for a night and a day, a night when I knew no rest. I was dazed by her smell and sway, Lady Margaret, the Queen of the West. I wrote her a poem that night, a poem she would never see. Oh, for I meant nothing to her, and she was the world to me. I bought her a glass of gin and touched her with my knee, and the music began to begin, a sweet dark symphony. September was in the air, so cool and dry and clean. Oh, but I meant nothing to her, though she was the world to me. A cloud passed over the land as she got in the car to go. I watched her pale white hand as it waved in the rear window, and my life felt so flat and drear as only the prairie can be. For I was nothing to her, and she was the world to me. It was 42 years ago, but to me it was yesterday. So it came as a terrible blow when Margaret passed away. Now she lies in a quiet grave on a hillside above the sea, and I am nothing to her, though she is the world to me. My heart lies cold and still as I think of her more and more. She has flown to a golden hill on a bright eternal shore. Her laughing voice I hear in that heavenly company, and I am nothing to her, though she is the world to me.
The news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.